Peace and blessings to you. Are you looking for a place to express your concerns, your anger, what's going on in your community and your family? Well, Breaking Chains is the podcast. It's all about letting the world know that enough is enough, and it's time for you to speak up and speak out. Join us nightly, and let's break some chains by using your voice to express the concerns you have about the issues that are affecting our people, mankind, and our world as a whole. Get involved, and let's break some chains.
It's now time for Breaking Chains with the Men of Valor, where we work to give men increased self-esteem, establish a healthy self-identity, and motivate men to obtain high, noble character, as detailed in Scripture. Get involved in the conversation by calling in at 858-357-9137 or catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio.
Gonna kill me with all that hate. Let them hoods blow, baby. You can hate me all you want to, cuz it's only gonna make me stronger.
I don't think they hear me, dog.
You can't stop this, dog. You can't stop this.
It's God's plan,
and I'm ready.
I'm ready.
I'm free now.
I'm ready.
I got my mind right.
I'm ready.
The heat out on your boy and they left me for dead. Blood in my eyes, thorns on my head. Only thing that I can hear is what my Savior say. While I'm in my own blood and I can't feel my legs, but I'ma live,
I'ma live.
I will not die. Got up off the ground and I wiped that blood up out my eyes. Got my mind right, got my grind right. Stood up, now it's time to rise. Been resurrected,
resurrected.
I am alive. Blood drip, headed for war. Fire in my eyes. Ready for war, no turning back. I got my dogs with me, 300 of us. Young Leonidas, take on the whole city. We don't retreat, we do not quit. We are not the same to live and die for the truth. Let's be plain, this is why I came. And if I weren't you, then dog, I'd probably hate me too. But the power that I come in is too big for you. To stop, so stop it for me before you go too far. My mind right, the time right, boy, and I'm ready for war.
To the sky, my war goes on. To die before too long. Put me on my shield and carry me home.
God bless you. It's time for Breaking Chains on YAT Radio. So suit up in your full armor of God with your host, Pastor Roderick Williams, as we leave a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. I greet you in the name of God, our Father. God, His Son, our Savior. God, His Holy Spirit, our Comforter. I pray all is well with you. Oh, I thank you. I thank you. We just need to pause wherever you are right now, no matter the situation, no matter what it looks like, no matter what you're going through. This is something I have to always say. You have to remind yourself. You know, you can complain, but who you complaining to? If you ain't taking it to the Lord and leaving it there, it ain't worth it. Stop complaining. Let's give Him praise because He gave us breath. We can wake up today. You know, we're breathing. Situations lie before us, but He told us trials and tribulations going to come. You're going to have some pain and suffering. They're going to hate you. You're going to go through things, but let's give Him praise. Just say, thank you, Father God. Thank you, thank you, thank you for all that you have done, all that you are doing, things that you have yet to do in our lives. Amen. Amen. I greet you all over the earth to the four corners of the earth. And let's come together in unity and in the spirit of the Most High God and come to the throne of God in prayer. Open up your hearts and minds. Most gracious and merciful Father God, Yah, we come in the name of your Son, Yahshua, Lord God, by the down led of his Holy Spirit. Father God, we thank you for all things that you've allowed us to have this day, Lord God. You breathe the breath of life into us this morning, Lord God, and your name goes throughout our lungs all day, every day. Yahuwah, Lord God, as we breathe your name, Lord God, in your breath, we say thank you. We thank you for the forgiveness and remission of sins, the cleansing of us from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet by the sacrifice of your only begotten Son, Yahushua. We thank you. We thank you for your Son. We thank you for him shedding his life and giving it up for us, but getting up, defeating hell, and preparing a place for us right now, sitting at the right hand of you, Father God. We thank you. We thank you for all things. We thank you for the ministry. We thank you for the businesses and everything that you've blessed us to have, Father God, to give you glory. We thank you for the leadership, Father God. I lay myself at your feet, Lord God. I ask for the covering of our overseer, Lord God, Pastor Dr. Levert Kemp, Father God, and everyone affiliated with this ministry, Lord God, from near and far, Lord God, the women, Father God, our men, the P31 ladies and our men of valor and our young people, Lord God. We pray for our children, Lord God, who are dying in the streets, Lord God. Father God, let your spirit be felt in the earth, Father God. Father God, so many people are predicting things that are going to take place in this year, Father God. But no one knows what you have in store for us, Father God. But when you speak and when you say it's time, Father God. So we, Father God, faithfully wait on you, Lord God, and let your will be done. As we open up the mics tonight, Lord God, to break chains, to give you honor, glory, and praise, we say thank you, hallelujah, and we give you all the honor. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise in the name of your son, Yahshua, and we lift you up, Lord God, and we let him know that it ain't no more playing around. It's time to break chains in your name and all God's children. Touch and agree in the spirit and say amen. Amen and amen.
G-G-O-O-N-N.
Let's go.
G-G-O-O-N-N.
Let's go.
You know what time it is.
O-O-N-N.
Let's go.
Everything in a rear view is in a rear view. I'm moving forward.
No more playing around.
Already done counted up the cost, Jeremy.
No more playing around.
Too much to lose.
Ain't no more playing around.
Too much to gain. You know what I'm talking about.
Ain't no more playing around.
Caught up in the world of sin,
yeah.
Posting on the block just to make a night, making money back, then you flip a bird again,
yeah.
Man, we need to start these evil ways,
yeah.
And get away from the evil place,
yeah.
But first we need to stop, recognize what we're doing, repeal the sins that can be today,
yeah.
Don't let another day pass you by,
no.
Cause another day, man, I pass you by,
no.
Ain't gon' lie, but the light be gon' be on the front row with a fresh suit inside,
yeah.
To the flesh, man, we need to die. Kinda like a spiritual homicide. It's a miracle to testify. I know that I shouldn't even much be alive. That's why I be thanking the Lord every day. Every day getting down on my knees and I pray. Even late on my face to show my humility and my ability to pray. Making sure he's feeling me. But see, God know the heart of a man. If you sincere from the start of your plan. And I'm playing on falling again. Giving it all up is a major part of the plan.
Ain't no more playing around, man. I gotta live right.
$1 million ain't enough to maybe keep following the way that I was living, bro. It's gotta be a better way to get it up. It's gotta be a better way to sell it drugs. Take a penitentiary chances, money advancing at a fast pace with a 4 to 5 on your way. People screaming all you're really for no reason, and then you gon' burn on my neck or another brother catching the case. Can you tell that this world in the end, revelation revealing itself time and again? A lot of brothers can be the finest of men, but they're killing each other or doing time in a pen. Releasing my thoughts over lines with a pen, trying to get it together because I'm tired of the sin. When I overcome, I'm always behind for a friend, and that's what you do when you've been refined from within. So come on, buddy, get on. Sit in room for your man, I promise you can fit on. He's coming back soon, I'm telling you, it won't be long. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, we could be gone. We gon' be gone, so who's on the Lord's side? I better with the sword, they gone. Off that holy water, gone. Off that holy water, cleansed by divine fire. No doubt that I'm sold out. There's been a change on the inside.
Yeah.
break chains in your life? Give us a call at 858-357-9137 and let your voice be heard on YAT Radio.
All the soldiers, put your hands up.
Yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
This right here goes out to all the real men.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Put your fist in there, bro. We making a declaration right now. That we handling our responsibilities, you understand? We not gonna get caught with our work undone.
Yeah, yeah.
Here we go. Hey, let's go.
I'm a king.
Let's go.
I'm a king. I'm a priest. I'm a priest. I'm a prophet.
Yeah.
I'm a prophet. Preach the word over my family. I'm a king.
I'm a king.
I'm a priest.
Yeah.
I'm a prophet.
I'm a prophet.
I'm a prophet.
I preach the word over my family. I'm a king.
See, nobody ain't gotta tell me.
I promise I'ma get mine. We're too close to the end time. Boy, you better recognize and give God his time. Too many people depend on what you do. Boy, you got a big load to carry. Nobody got a responsibility like we do. As the head of the household, your family.
Yeah.
This ain't no game to me. I got a goal to reach. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
It's plain to see. I'm a soldier with this here. Holy, holy, holy. Yeah, we body, body.
Yeah.
I'm saved and I'm proud.
Yeah.
I'ma scream it out loud and shout it. I'ma raise this banner. Yep, I'ma stand up for the Lord Almighty. And I'm in your hands, trying to control of my spirit, soul, and body. Whatever you want, you got it. That's just my gratitude. Nobody ain't mad at you, I'm just a saint with an attitude. And I don't run before them, just when my family's in a crisis. I stay before them, because some crisis, I belong to you, you the reason.
I'm a king,
I'm a king,
I'm a priest,
I'm a priest,
I'm a prophet,
I'm a prophet.
I preach the word over my family, I'm a king,
I'm a king,
I'm a priest.
I'm a prophet.
I'm a prophet.
I speak the word over my family. I'm a king.
I'm a king.
I'm a priest.
I'm a priest.
I'm a prophet.
I'm a prophet.
I speak the word over my family. I'm a king.
I'm a king.
I'm a priest.
I'm a priest.
I'm a prophet.
I'm a prophet.
I speak the word over my. You better transform us over your shoulders, dude. Get up off of your good for nothing and let the Lord take control of you. Cause we as men, we got to go hard and show hard and stand firm and go through. Complete the journey no matter how far. Yeah, better keep your head up with your back straight, your chest out with your eyes forward with the word of God as your mindset. He built his house upon the rock, so when the storm comes, it won't sway. Jesus served the notice against the gates of hell. You can't prevail where God stays.
Nah.
I'm believing what the word says, that's why I'm here in the first place. I'm gone off that holy water on fire for God like Bombay. I give God time all the time, I just will serve him on Sunday. So when the cross that finish line, I want to see him face to face.
Yeah.
Well done, good and faithful serving, it's what I want to hear the Lord say. Complete my journey on this side and cross over yonder to a better place.
Yeah.
Raise my children up in the Lord.
Yeah.
Love my wife like Christ, love the church and take my position of authority. He gave me dominion while I'm in the earth, cause I'm a king.
I'm a king.
Yeah.
We marching, we stepping, we stepping.
Come on now.
The kingdom of God is taking over. We marching.
Put your boots on the ground.
We marching.
Put your hands in the dirt.
We marching, we stepping. The kingdom of God is taking over.
Let's do this work.
I'm a king. We marching.
Cause God has called you.
We marching.
Will you answer the call?
See the kingdom of God is taking over.
Hey.
We marching.
I'm a king. Let's go.
We marching. We stepping.
Let's go.
We marching. We stepping.
Let's go.
The kingdom of God is taking over.
Yeah.
I'm a king.
I'm a king.
You might not see your crown.
I'm a prophet.
But I
I'm
see
a prophet.
It.
Preach the word.
Oh yeah.
My family. I'm a king.
I'm a king.
I'm God has given you authority.
I'm a prophet.
In
I'm
dominion.
A prophet.
Preach the word over my family. I'm a king.
I'm a king.
I'm a
It's Breaking Chains with Young Adults Talk on YAT Radio.
All right, all right, all right. God bless you. All right. Thank you. God bless you. God bless you. I pray everything is well with you and your families, man, to the four corners of the earth. What's up? Shouts out to my big brother, Dre Williams, right there, tightspots.org. Check him out. Shouts out to everybody out there that's checking us out, that's been hanging out with us, man, and, you know, just being in with us. You know, we give all honor, glory, and praise to our Heavenly Father, Father God, Yahuwah, and his son who sacrificed his life, Yahshua, and filling us with his Holy Spirit. And you want to know about, you know, where you get them names from and everything. You have to do your research, man, and, you know, and know the true Hebrew names of our God. You understand what I'm saying? And the ones that they gave us are just paganistic, you know, lies, okay? Man, and that makes people upset. Welcome to Break Your Chains. I am Pastor Roderick Williams. Call me Pastor Rod. Welcome to the Men of Valor podcast for this Thursday. And, you know, I've been coming on and off the air. You know, we haven't been consistent. No apologies. You know, going to be put out there for that because it's done on purpose. And, you know, one thing about it is that Breaking Chains is going to always be what it was started to be, you know, 28 years ago, you know, when it came out as Young Adults Talk. You know, it was a voice that inner voice of the flesh, that inner voice of that little boy, that little girl on the inside that's crying out, that's looking for the light, that's seeking that help. And that's what Young Adults Talk has always been about. And giving an arm to it of breaking chains 15 years ago as a media aspect of it, you know, it has been a blessing. You know, and it's all been for the glory of God and for the voice of the people, you know, in order for you to correct the problems that are going on in the atmosphere and in the earth, you have to know what the problem is. See, if you've never been on drugs, there's no way that you can seriously help an addict with his inner mental breakdown that he goes through, or an alcoholic, or anyone that goes through an addiction. If you never experienced and you just got in the degree, not to degrade a degree or put it down because I have degrees, but my point of that is that we have to get back to the truth. We have to get back to being decent and in order based on what God has taught us. You know what I'm saying? We've put so much of what man has shown us and tried to display to us that we put that forefront. And God says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and all things will be added to you. See, what is happening is that, see, you sit out there right now trying to dictate how I should, conduct this podcast or what you don't like about it or whatever. So be it. You understand? So, bye, peace, see you later, the hell with you. Because, see, if you can't get into God's word, that's where you're going, the hell, to hell, the hell with you. See, I can't put you in heaven or hell, but I'm not going to let you continue to bring hell to me either. How about that? You understand what I'm saying? See, we get to a place where we have to try to soothe you over and make you feel good. And God's word tells us that in this time, you're going to have those itching ears. You're going to want to hear what you want to hear, but not what you need to hear. See, God supplies all of our needs according to his riches in glory. See, now I hear man supplying your wants according to his riches in the bank, his acres, his car, his money, you know, his dress, his bling, and all this stuff that people perish from. God say, my people perish for the lack of knowledge. And since you reject the knowledge, some things are going to happen. Why am I saying that? Because, see, you tend to forget that all these things that you are storing up here on earth ain't going nowhere with you when you leave here. And everything here ain't can't get you in heaven, but it can damn sure get you in hell. Did I hear what you say? Pastor Curtis, let me tell you something. It's in the context of that word that I just used. You understand? I meant it the way that I said it. You understand? You're going to go be right there in hell. So the purpose of breaking chains is to come at you just like this. See, you know what I'm saying? I've been feeling some things out, man, since I've been back in certain areas and checking things out, checking people out, and God's showing you things. See, we don't get to make that final decision if we're children of God. We have to consult with Daddy about everything. And when we don't, we know when we didn't. You understand what I'm saying? So if you are looking for something that you can blast us about, go ahead, keep looking. You know, if it's in the scripture, you know, come on, correct us. But if you got something personally against me or anybody over here, man, go on with that. Go on with that, all right? Go on with that. You know what I'm saying? Go and spend some time with the Lord and pray to ask for forgiveness and to clean you up, because I did. You know what I'm saying? I've asked openly almost every time I crack these mics, if anyone was offended by me, that I apologize if I personally or intentionally, if we close up and we, you know, anything like that. But if you got offended because God's word just cuts you up, you take it up with the Lord. You take it up with God. Take it up with Yah. You understand what I'm saying? Even with his name. Man, there's so much that we could talk about. What am I talking about tonight? Let's get into it. Welcome to Break Your Chains. This is the Men of Valor podcast. And I just want to ask a question tonight. What's up? What's up? It's a lot going on around us. You know what I'm saying? So much. We just had elections. We just had this. We just got this going on. We got that going on. And the thing of it is that we're so caught up in these worldly events and worldly activities and in the lies and the deceit of worldly leaders and government leaders and leaders just period. You know what I'm saying? Law enforcement, law period. So much has been corrupt, sports, everything. You know what I'm saying? What's the purpose of watching sports when you already know that the game is already paid off because everybody betting on? What do you think the biggest? Listen. If we gonna win tonight, we gonna lose tomorrow. We gonna take their money tonight. Come on, man. When are we gonna wake up? When are we gonna stop letting people take advantage of us? What's up? That's my question tonight. What's up? Are you forgetting about who you are? We letting everybody say that we men of God and we letting people use God's word and use who God say that he is and who that he say that we are and use it to their advantage for their personal greed and for their growth in their own deceitful ways and manipulating the people. And it's just done from corporate, from political to God's house to your house and whoever house and it's just all corrupt. We just all just going through it. I said we. I didn't be a respect the persons in that. God is not. So you know what I'm saying? We all guilty. He said we all fall short of the glory. So what's up? You understand what I'm saying? You pointing the finger at me. She pointing the finger at you. And this and this and this and this is going on. You yapping and yapping, wabbing, wapping, wah-womp, wah-womp, and talking about this and ain't meaning nothing. Ain't accomplished nothing. And the liars, the manipulators, the deceivers over there constantly stealing and just manipulating us, throwing us into a whirlwind of trans just transactions taking place like this. And guess what? We so confused that you don't even know which way to go. You hearing this, you hearing that, you don't even know what the truth is no more. Because everybody's deceiving you out there. You got so many people deceive you. Thank you. Thank you, Father God, Yah. So many people deceive you. Not everybody. And the ones that's trying to tell you the truth, you think they crazy. You think something wrong with them. And all you got to do is study your word, pick up the book, and read the revelation of John. That's the book of Revelation. The last book of God's word to tell you what's going to take place. And you don't think that we there? How foolish are you? See, it's time for the real men of God to stand up. Did you hear what I say? The real woman of God to stand up. See, the naysayers and the false prophets and the deceivers, the manipulators, the liars, the cheaters, all them kind of people right there. Listen, ain't nobody perfect now. Understand that. Stop looking at your whatever his tight is, whatever her tight is that they perfect. They not. You may not see what's going on, but hell being raised over there maybe, or something going on over there. Something's going on that we just don't know about. Everybody got something going on. God told us trials and tribulations, pain and suffering. Ain't nobody exempt from that, man. Come on. If Christ, let me tell you something. If his only begotten son, thank you. Listen, if Yahuwah gave up his only begotten son, Yahshua, to die on the cross for us, and he had to go through all of that, why you ain't got to? Who are you? Because you got trillions and billions of my money. Listen, the money that you got belong to us. The land you living on belong to us. Who is he talking about? What's up? You don't know your history? What's up? See, the thing about it is, let me tell you something. See, being a man of God is a description given to a man that follows God in every way. Let me tell you something. He's going to drop the ball. He's going to fumble. He's going to fall. But God say, I'll never leave nor forsake you. I'm going to be right there to hold you up in my righteous right hand. He's going to be there for us, right? And see, we got to believe that. We have to have faith in that. We have to trust in that. We have to have the faith the size of a mustard seed in that to believe that. We as men, especially, listen, men of color. You understand what I'm saying? Because when you look at black, you'll see like a tie. I'm the color of what my Savior is. You know what I'm saying? My God. Bronze. You know what I'm saying? That beautiful bronze skin. You understand what I'm saying? And see, the thing about it is that what you are upset about is that you hate me because of who I am. But I was already warned about you hating me for who I am. See, when you're chosen and called of God and anointed of God to do a certain assignment. Because when you follow after and pick up your cross and follow after, you all become a disciple. You're all supposed to go out and baptize, you know what I'm saying, in every nation, in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. That's your duty. That's your responsibility. To spread the good news of the gospel. You understand what I'm saying? Of our Savior, Yahshua. Yeah. Ain't that something? And when you do the study, you know, all these other names that we use have been pulling us away. God knows, but when you learn his new name, why not use it? Because you're not going to fit in? People going to talk about you? Need not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the truth, man. Line upon line, precept upon precept, it's going to come back. It's going to come back and hit them anyway. You better stop living a lie. Listen, what's up with you? Are you crazy? Well, listen, why do we continue to allow ourselves to be a part of something that we know that is wrong? That's not right, not pleasing in God's eyes. You understand what I'm saying? We have to follow him in every way. Obey his commands with joy. Stop bickering and raising hell and whining. We either go follow him or not. It's God or nothing. Drew tells you, G-O-N, God or nothing. Your time is up to giving you all this plenty of time to choose. You want to have enough time to continue to party and hang out and go to the club and go to the concert and do all these things. We want to do everything else but please and serve God. You understand? We're supposed to obey his commandments with joy and we aren't supposed to live our life for the things of this life, but for the things of eternity. And we willingly serve him, giving freely of all his resources that he blessed us with. Ain't that something? And listen. He willingly serves his God in giving freely. Did you hear what I said? Of all of his resources, yet gladly suffers a consequence of his faith. When you're going to start giving? You think giving is just all about money. You won't even give your time. You give it, then you take it away. Ain't that something? What if God give it to you and take it away? Ain't that something? You come in and try to see what's happening, prove a point, and then you go. Poof. Point served. But perhaps Michael, chapter 6, verse 8, which is something that you need to understand. Because what happens is that, you know, he said, oh man, what is good and what does the Lord require of you but to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with your God? That's what he asked of us. That's what he asked of us. And we out here doing everything else. What's up? We're supposed to be there for each other. We're supposed to be our brother's keeper. Them brothers, kid Caden, ain't been killing each other, you know, killing his brother, man. That, you know, that's still rocking hard today. Worse now than ever. Because see, we say one thing, but we do something else. You say, I'm a man of God. I go to church, you know, you barking all this noise. But God lets you know that the man of God does not swindle or defraud his partner, his brother, his employer by turning up late for work or spending his money, spending an hour on the internet, doing work hours, cheating, gossiping, you know, doing slanderous things. You know what I'm saying? He going to keep his mind and heart pure, doing what he's supposed to do, because he know that his Father God blessed him with this. He going to guard his eyes and ears from the filth of the world. But everybody getting caught up in this crap of the world. You understand what I'm saying? This BS going on. You still want to walk and say you're hot, but you're cold. But then you find out you're lukewarm. You don't mean nothing to God, so he's spewing you out his mouth. You understand what I'm saying? The man of God is supposed to be the spiritual leader of his family. Everybody's not going to be pleasing and backing. Hell, I found that out for myself. When you start doing everything opposite of what you was doing out in the world and what the world approve of, you ain't out there no more, so you ain't bashing people, but you just ain't, you don't approve of it no more. You ain't there. Everybody know where you stand. So you go against the grain. When you go against the grain, that means that you're going against a lot of people. What's up, man of God? Are you willing to go against the grain of society, of things that you know that ain't right, and you can't stand for it? Because you know it displeases your Father. You know what I'm saying? Your heart is real. We take and consider those who are disadvantaged or rejected or abused and neglected and taken advantage of by society and these worldly evil leaders and this corporation and this, they call it, say, 1%, 2%, 3%, whatever. They, the ones that are stealing all the money. But then they'll say that they're not stealing all the money because we are buying the products and spending our money. So what you going to do about that? A lot of people out there going through a mental breakdown, lonely, despairing. You understand? It's time for the real men and women of God to stand up, because people are looking for the light. That beautiful light, that marvelous light, that beautiful light of the Father. So much division in the earth. So much. You understand? So many things have taken place because of corruption and deceit, murder. People don't want the truth to come out. People want to continue to lie about it. After all these years, you still lying. After all these years, you still trying to do the same old thing that your old, help us. Father God, Yahuwah, help us. But I tell you, I know that he's a wonderful God that I serve. Marvelous he is. Listen, vengeance, he say, vengeance will be mine. And the thing about it, people out there listening, wherever you are, we've been talking about it for a minute now, that, you know, it was time for us to get ourselves together, and things that were going to take place, things that have taken place since we first started talking about it have happened, and you still haven't paid attention. You still think that we just a nobody, but we are. We ain't nobody who was created by somebody just trying to tell everybody about anybody that can save everybody. You hear me? Huh? Did you hear me? Huh? You ain't listen. You hear me because you blessed to have, a sense of hearing, but you don't listen. There's a difference. And see, when you stop listening, things are happening, and you don't know why. You know, because one thing that you tend to forget is that when Timothy, came with chapter 3 in 2 Timothy, he let us know what God put the scripture for. He told us that all scripture, all, not some, not a third, a half, a fourth, a fifth, any, all scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching,
listen now, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work. Did you hear what I said? Don't you think it's about time for us to get on point? Don't you think it's about time for us to be identified just like that? Watchful, standing firm in the faith, acting like men and being strong, like the Apostle Paul told us. Don't you think it's time? How old are you now? And you still trying to act like you hanging out with your son? Your son's homeboys? Want everybody to know you an OG? I'm a G. Listen, I ain't trying to disrespect you. I'm 55 years old. I've been in them streets. I know what's up. But hey, man, for our young men to become real men of God, it's time to do some correction, partner. You hear what I'm saying? It's time for some profitable some profitable teaching from God's word. It's time for some reproof. And say, yo, we can't do that. That ain't right. It's time for some correction and training in righteousness. See, you didn't equip them for the streets, but you ain't equipped them for nothing else. You equipped them how to die. Nothing else. Oh, my son ain't gonna die. He know how to shoot. He know how to... Man, are you serious? Does he know how to read? Does he know how to write? Does he know how to comprehend? Does he know how to complete a sentence? Does he know how to go on a job interview? And most importantly, does he know how to be an entrepreneur? Does he know how to start his own business? Does he have a vision? Does he have a plan? God said, write the vision and make it plain. Have you assisted him with that? Have you talked with him with that? Has he told you his heart's desire? Has he told you his dreams? Do you know how sexually active he is, or are you just excited because he's getting him some? Huh? What about your daughter? Go talk to your mama. I don't hear that. I don't hear that. Really? But let me tell you something. When that young man come and do something wrong, you want to hear it then, don't you? You ready to kill somebody then, don't you? Let me tell you something. She your daughter too. Mama, that's your son too. See, the problem is that a lot of our mamas and drop babies without the daddies there. Don't use this word. These niggas done ran off. See, we allow them old European melanin-free people to tell us that, guess what? You niggas, because of you Negroes, you ignorance. And the whole time we looking at niggas. Because when you look at nigger means ignorance. You just ignorant. You stupid. So here's the thing. See, you talk about how he's a pastor and he talking like that. Listen, let me tell you something. Because see, when the church started, it was raw and uncut, straight God's word. You watered it down. And I allowed you to do it in my life. But no more. I pulled the plug out the tub, it can't stick no more. Nobody want to hear that. Come with the truth. Come with sound doctrine. Tell the people about all the other books that you took out and hid. The books that's in there, the 66 that you switched around and reworded. Because you wanted things to fit the way you wanted. You wanted slavery to be, like okay with God. So it could be okay to put into your law books and all that. Man, you full of it. But now the things are coming out and the truth is being told. You upset because people talking about you. Well, hell, if the shoe fits, you need to wear it. It's your shoe. People know who you are. People know what you're doing. The thing about it is that men of God, you need to stand up and let them know that you know. Because one thing God told us in St. Matthew chapter 5, he told us most of all, man of God, you better understand something that, you know, guess what? Me, your God. Listen to what I'm going to tell you. He commanded us to be perfect. He said, you therefore must be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. So let me tell you something, man of God. You can try to take that whatever way you want to take that. But your plan every day, your motivation, your eyes, your focus is to continue to look to the hills from which comes your help. And your help comes from a perfect Father God. That means that that's what you strive for every day, no matter what. And the only way that we're able to accomplish that is because God enables us to be holy and blameless in his sight. And we tend to forget that, being ignorant, acting like niggas. Because he told us in Ephesians, listen, I know, now I'm not trying to be offensive with that word. I'm not. It degraded our ancestors. They used it to degrade our people. But see, now it's time to wake up. See, we ain't tucking tails no more. We ain't crying about that no more. It's time to stand up against that because, see, they're trying to come at it a different way. And see, you still trying to deal with it in the 60s. I'm right here in 2024. I ain't playing with y'all, man. See, one thing that you realize, old devil, is that what you did to our ancestors, there was a sacrifice. It had to be done. The unfortunate thing, just like when Christ, hear what I'm saying now, Yahshua, when died on the cross, it was a sacrifice. It had to be done. And just like our ancestors, we spit in their face today. We spit in his face every day. And you think that that's cool? And the scripture let us know that he chose us in him before the foundation of the world. That we should be holy and blameless before him in love. And through his power and dwelling of his spirit. But our old disobedient, arrogant, cocky, lovers of self and lovers of money, conceited, arrogance and envious. You understand? You all about you. And you keep forgetting that on our own we are incapable of holiness and perfection. But only through Yah that we can do all things. And you use that so lightly and use his name in vain and mock him every day. And when we put off the old man and put on the new man, you get upset, but the man of God knows that his new nature is that of the righteousness of the God he serves. It's brought to his attention that his life was exchanged at Calvary. And he knows that one of the things that he has to do is that he has to walk humbly with God. That we got to rely solely upon him to be able to live the full and perseverance to the end. We can't make it without him. But we're so busy thinking we can do it by ourselves on our own. Our plan tops God's plan. Are you crazy? You fool. But you get so upset because I come direct and strong with you. Because let me tell you something. I love you. I may not even know you, but I love you. You God's creation. God is my Father. God is my Heavenly Father. God is my Father in the flesh as his only begotten Son, Yahshua. And because of your ignorance, your arrogance, your pride, your deceit, your jealousy, your hatred, your bigotry. You killed him. You hung him on the cross. You tortured him. You humiliated him. You persecuted him. You strive to embarrass him every opportunity that you had. You did that. Evil, wicked, foolish fool. You. You. But oh my God, when he comes into our lives and he reveals himself to us and he speaks to us and he leads us and he takes us by his righteous right hand and he let us know that I ain't gonna never leave nor forsake you. And then you accept the fact that the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. No matter what it looks like, no matter how hard it gets, every day it gets hard. But he's going to provide. I shall not. He's going to give me life. He's going to breathe breath. He's going to give me all of my needs according to him. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Listen. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restored my soul when it was crushed, gone, dark. You hear what I said? Would you admit that? And then call yourself a pastor, bishop, apostle, whatever, stand up there and be all that, lying to your people, hiding your past? You had to come from nothing to become something in God's eyes. Because everyone calls his word, my God, look at the powerful men and women he used. You marinate on that one, all right? But yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I ain't going to fear no evil because he with me. His rod and his staff. He going to snatch me back when I need to be snatched back. He going to hit me when I need to be hit, but he going to beat the hell out of you. So maybe you'll wake up and come on in and be a sheep in his flock of the good shepherd. I'm just saying. See, I don't have to do things based on what you say. I do things based on what God has said. Because see, one thing about it is that they, you know, a lot of qualities of lacking today when it comes to serving God. You understand? And something that's very simple, but yet sufficient and pleasing in God's eyes, is helping those in need and distress and keeping oneself from being polluted by the world. You're not being conformed to the world, but by renewing of your mind. See, if you stop being conformed by the world, you'll stop letting the world tell you to stop helping people. You understand? To stop serving God. To stop going to worship and fellowship. Dumb. Don't you hear kazoo flying behind you? Because see, the Apostle James let us know that God wants us to know if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer. He is like a man who looks intently at his natural face in the mirror and forgets what the hell he looks like. Because he looks like hell because he don't look like himself no more because you ain't serving God. So the Spirit of God is not upon you. You can know all the biblical doctrines. You can know the Bible front to back, so does the devil. You understand what I'm saying? We can know all these theological terms to impress people, whatever. You can be able to translate the Bible from Greek, you know what I'm saying, to original Greek, to Hebrew, whatever. But let me tell you something. You still got to remember this. He told us in Michael 6, he has told you, oh man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you but to do justice? And to love kindness and to walk humbly with your God, that's all he asks of you. And you can't even do that. Just act justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with God, my brothers. Act justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with God, my sisters. What is wrong? What's up? You don't want to talk about this stuff because we all get convicted. You can keep running, but you can't hide. You're going to have to face it. We need to talk about it now and get it out in the open. And listen, you ain't got to talk about it with me. I'm just, you know, that one that God is using, that vessel. I'm that servant that's coming out letting you know that, hey, it's time. Time to break the chains. It's God or nothing. Ain't no in between. Ain't no lukewarm. He spewed that out of his mouth so that you already know if you get spit out of God's mouth, you gone, you lost, you're going to hell. So, you know what I'm saying? You may as well come on in. You trying to get the I can't go in because I got to do this. I need to clean this up. I got to change this. I got to stop smoking. I got to stop drinking. I got to stop doing this. Hell, if you was going to stop, you would have been already stopped. And if God was mad at you because you was doing it, you already be dead. So if God's still breathing breath into your body and he woke you up, that means that he's giving you another opportunity. You got an opportunity every day. You got free will. God ain't going to make you do nothing. You know, when he got a special calling and chosen and anointing on certain ones, though, you know what I'm saying? There's consequences are much greater. I don't want those consequences. I don't want those consequences on me. And I'm not going to have them. I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm not going to settle for less anymore. I'm not going to settle because it makes you happy and I'm sad. I'm not going to do that anymore. You know what I'm saying? Truth, decent and in order. Let's keep it 100. Won't you start practicing that in your life? Stop degrading the next man. You understand? Because the revelation of Yah, which God gave him to show to his servants the things that must soon take place. It's in the revelation of John. It's happening right now. They created us in their image, after their likeness, male and female. Iron sharpens iron, my brother. And one man sharpens another. What's up? It's time for us to start pursuing righteousness, godliness, faith, love, steadfastness, gentleness, patience, being men of God. It's not going to always feel good to you. The book of Hebrews tells you that the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword. It says it's going to pierce to the division of your soul and of the spirit, of the joints, the marrow, discerning the thoughts and the intentions of your heart. So if you ain't ready for that, you ain't ready for God. If you can't handle that, you ain't ready for God. But I suggest that you get ready, because you can't hide from it. If we look at ourselves in the mirror, you know, we say we're getting older, we look this, people look that, you know, look at you. One thing about it, that we do not lose heart. Though our outer self is wasting away, our inner self is being renewed day by day. Getting closer and closer to our Heavenly Father. Really? Listen, let me tell you something. The Apostle John told us that all things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. So you wouldn't be here without a purpose. You wouldn't be here without an assignment. Everyone had the opportunity to serve him. Who was him? Father God, the father of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and Pastor Rod, for sure. Yahuwah, the creator of all creation. Everyone has that opportunity. Everyone has that opportunity right now. That has not to sacrifice their life and give up their life through the way, the truth, and the life. And nothing goes to the Father without getting through the Son, Yahshua, who is the Father in the flesh that came into the earth to save our old disobedient foolishness. What? Huh? And then you killed it. It was just too good to be true for you, huh? You've been exposed, huh? Huh? You've been called out, huh? your lies, your theft, your deceit, your manipulation, your murdering of people, stoning of people, beheading of people because you say so. So much disobedience still going on in the earth and you just overlooking it. What's up? You mad at me? Cool. God got me. I don't know what else you heard, but God got me. Huh. I don't try to initiate anything. One thing that I will initiate is the Spirit of the Most High God. I'm going to strive to initiate that in your life like a match striking God. You feel me? It's up to you to catch on. As long as we breathe, and we still got a long way to go. We don't know the day of his return. But we definitely got something to look forward to in our hearts. We got a job to do though while we walk this earth. To serve him, to please him, to honor him, to glorify him. Yahuwah, his son, Yahshua HaMashiach. As we are filled with his Holy Spirit, doing his work in the earth. Get on your job, man of God. Get on your assignment, woman of God. Stop playing with the clowns and get with it. You got a work to do. Time is running out. We don't know the time of the hour of the day. But we know that our Lord is getting closer. Yahshua is getting close. Coming to get us. It's time to go to work. YAT Radio, we break your chains. What's up with you? What's up?
What's happening, homeboy? Yeah, I see you. Standing there struggling with it, right? Everybody struggle with it, but we don't like talking about it. Well, I'ma talk about it.
Knowledge, knowledge.
Nothing hollow like the lotto. Rewards from God the Father.
how we should be.
No matter what they say or even throw it up, keep rolling up and pressing in and showing folks you rest in him.
See, when I'm said and done, I wanna be true to Christ.
Christ.
I wanna see through the proof and know it's true to life.
Life.
So look to him, give up everything to make it to him.
We're
knowing fully, becoming holy as you pursue him.
For
all my saints who know they say, but know there's more to gain. Keep pressing to the end when we will see him face to face.
I pray, and I do everything I can, just trying to get these folks my best. And I swear, and I grind. I used to try to learn that I can't please these people all the time. So I work, and I pray, and I do everything I can, just trying to get these folks my best. And I swear, and I grind. I used to try to learn that I can't please these people all the time.
I want to hear, homeboy. You don't got my... I see you standing there messing with it, but Philippians 3 for me, baby. I'm pressing in. I'm working to see the Father. Let's look like him. Come on.
Monday, Breaking Chains, the special assignment, 7 p.m. Central, a show to feature individuals, businesses, organizations, and ministries about what they're doing for the community. Tuesday, Breaking Chains History Talk with Dr. Levert Kemp, a show designed to learn about our history as a people. Every Tuesday, 7 p.m. Wednesday, Breaking Chains with the men and women of God, discussing the issues of our community and world events. Every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Central. Thursday, Breaking Chains with the men of valor, brotherhood, coming together to discuss issues that need to be addressed and confronted. Every Thursday, Breaking Chains, a talk show for the people to express themselves and let their voices be heard. Breaking Chains, call in and let your voice be heard at 858-357-9137 or live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio, YAT Radio, or send us an email at youngadultstalk@gmail.com. It's Breaking Chains on YAT Radio. Young Adults Talk is Breaking Chains.
Breaking Chains.
All the time, giving God all the honor, glory, and praise. We break a chain. What's up? Hey, man, we just stepped into the second hour. Listen. We thank you for turning us on, man. I didn't come in and just hang out all night with you. I enjoy coming on, you know. I asked Lord, was it okay to come on? He told me to come on tonight. So, you know, I was looking forward to coming on. But the thing about it is that I stand on what I say. You know what I'm saying? We got to get it together. We got to get it right, man. You know, what's up? You know, seriously, what's up? What's the problem? What keeps us from coming together as a people? You know what I'm saying? What keeps us from standing up and being real men of God? You know what I'm saying? Because you got a gun, you got nuts between your legs or whatever, no disrespect, but that don't make you a man. You understand what I'm saying? You know, we have to be led by the Most High. You know what I'm saying? Listen. As long as we serve the same God that created all creation, you hear what I say? Heaven and earth? You hear what I say? Male and female? Everything? As long as we serve in that God, you can call him whatever you want. That's on you. And that he had a son that he sent through a virgin. You could call it, you know what I'm saying, a myth or whatever you want to call it. You know? But so much is being put out there, and your evil artificial intelligence is helping people to learn things that you tried to hide. That proves that he is the truth, that he is the Messiah. You feel me? And proof that you killed him, murdered him because of envy, jealousy, and yo old punk daddy, the devil, compared to my daddy, Father God himself, the creator. So there's a lot going on right now as we speak in 2024, and spiritual warfare that's bleeding in the earth right now. The devil knows that his time is almost up, so he's coming at us in any kind of way that he can. Ain't ashamed, ain't scared, ain't nothing. Just ain't ashamed to not show it no more and using everybody and letting you see who they are, and you foolish enough to follow. I still stand on this, that if we just, you know, stay at home for 90 days, don't spend no money, just stack up everything at the crib, and I guarantee you after the 90 days, everything will change. And you tell them, hey, we're going to sit down for 90 days. We're going to stop everything. We ain't going to work. We're going to stay at the crib. We ain't going to use your gas because we ain't got to go nowhere. We got all the food. We got all everything we need is at the house. The bills is paid up. Everything is done. So we're going to stop, and we're going to flip the script. And it's time for you talk about your new world order. Man, the hell with your new world order, your evil, your devils. You understand? It's time for the spiritual world order. You feel me? Ask people to let you know that enough is enough. We done. We done. And you know it too. You know it. That's why you spend a lot of money hiding and doing things. You can run, but you can't hide. Ain't no way you can go. You finna be found. Seriously, take it for what it's worth. I don't threaten people. I don't know nothing about none of that kind of stuff. You got all the money. You got all the bombs. You got all the ammunition. You got all this stuff that you think that's just going to, physically kill people and things and all this. Man, please. Please. In the twinkling of an eye, you're going to be out of here. And oh yeah, he talk about we gonna get caught up in it. You ain't gonna get caught up in nothing but hell. God told you a long time ago, touch not my anointing, do my prophets no harm. And you let foolish people, false prophets, tell you that they don't have nothing to do with today. And you finna see that your daddy devil is a lie. You like to party, you like to rock and roll, brace yourself. Brace yourself. You want to predict things coming? You spoke it. You brought it on yourself. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. You better go and read Jeremiah 29:11. He lets us know that he has the plans for us. He know the plans. He got it all planned out. But one thing that he said that he didn't plan to harm us. He didn't put the plans in there for no harm. We brought it on ourselves. We're supposed to be prosperous. You understand what I'm saying? Unified, full of love, blessed. Ooh. Can't even stand each other. Can't stand each other because of somebody's color of their skin. Because it's you know that when all the trials broke loose and all the foolishness took place, you understand that you, guess what? You knew what happened. Take a look in the mirror. Whatever's in a man's heart, so is he. You hate me because of the color of my skin. How ignorant and foolish are you? You hate the color of skin that is the color of your, let me tell you something, of your Messiah who saved your life. Did you know that a man of color saved your life? Listen, for those that are listening out there, God bless you, man. Talking to my people in Bible study the other night, you understand, you continue to send your money over to these people over here that are living lavish off of your funding, and you over here can't even pay your bills. Come listen to us and just pray with us, and we'll help you to come out of the darkness into God's marvelous light and stop being shadowed by man's nonsense, okay? I ain't saying nothing about nothing, but you understand you need to open your eyes. You need to ask God to turn things around. You need to go and fast and pray. Matter of fact, my brother, matter of fact, my sister, I want you to go into your closet and spend time and ask God when he wants you to fast and pray so he can renew and revive and recover and restore you. Hallelujah. Understand? Learn the truth. I got to get out of here, man. I'm going to get me something to eat and, relax. I've been having to spend a lot of time with God because the enemy wants me quiet. He wants me gone. He wants me dead, and I know it. And it's amazing because you know when you know what you know. But I'm going to say to him and his hymns out there, when my daddy said to me growing up and taught me, don't make me think that you think I think you think I'm stupid. I know. I see you. But my daddy got me. My season. Love you. Ain't nothing you can do about it. So, Amy, Brother Jack. Mr. Jackson, thank you. God bless y'all. I know y'all listening. All my other people out there, love you. Pastor, love y'all very much. And ain't nothing you can do about it. Father God, we just thank you, Yah, for being with us tonight, allowing your Holy Spirit of your only begotten Son, Yahshua, to be with us, covering us and keeping us. Father God, thank you for watching over our families near and far, Lord God, keeping us protected with your guardian angels in every move and everywhere we are. Everywhere we go, everything that we do, you're with us. And we say thank you for never leaving nor forsaking us. Continue to strengthen the ministry, uplift, increase. Oh, my God, continue to do your will and have your way, Father God, Yah. Father God, we just ask that you continue to cover me from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. Continue to heal and to recover, restoring, resurrection of my life, my body, and my soul. I lay myself at your feet, Father God, Yah, to let your will be done. And I thank you for the vision. I thank you for the ministry. And we continue to honor, glorify, and praise you. We lift up all the leaders of your church all throughout the earth, Lord God. Father God, continue to strengthen your people as the chains are being broken right now. And we stand firm on your word, the way, the truth, and the life. Because we know nothing gets to you, Father God, Yah, without going through your Son, Yahshua. And we say thank you as all God's children come together in the earth. We touch and agree in the spirit. And we say amen, amen, and amen. Let's claim it together, y'all. It's our season, and we ain't going to turn it around because we serve a wonderful God. I love you. Nothing you can do about it. Peace.
Oh,
clap your hands now.
Yeah.
Clap your hands now.
Oh.
Clap your hands like this.
Come on.
Clap your hands now.
Come on.
Clap your hands.
God is so wonderful and marvelous. Type of love he showed. Was crucified and on a third day he rose with power in his hand. And you know that he took control over death and gave me life, and I truly know through him that I am life and it will overflow.
With the love he shares with me,
yeah. And God is so wonderful and marvelous.
God bless, and thanks for listening to Breaking Chains on YAT Radio. Listen every night as we live stream on www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio. Or call in live, 858-357-9137. Breaking Chains on YAT Radio, leaving a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.
Thanks for turning us on this evening. Just know we are here to assist you in recovering your light from back from the darkness. Speak the Truth with Young Adults Talk Live, a ministry for the people of God. So let's join together and recover what's ours. God bless you from the Young Adults Talk family.